Tonight on Haunted Galcast, I'm going to be giving some thoughts and insights on the South Australian show Danger 5, as well as conducting an interview with anchor Kendra Hale. And as usual, this podcast contains some plot spoilers and salty language, so listener discretion is advised. Unfortunately, Thursday night into Friday morning, my computer suffered a virus, and some of the audio had been corrupted, and I was on, for the past 2.5 days, on very little or no sleep, salvaging and trying my best to fix it. So, if some of the audio sounds wonky, or the editing sounds a little offish, this was due to a virus and trying to salvage and edit the best that I could. In the future, though, I've gotten much better internet and malware software, so I do want to thank everyone out there, listeners, and of course Kendra Hale for their patience and understanding during this situation. So please, you know, enjoy the podcast the best you can. Welcome to another episode of Haunted Galcast, Never Question Ever. Got an interesting show for you tonight. First, I'm going to be discussing this cult South Australian TV show called Danger 5. I came across it over Facebook. It's a combination, I hypothesize, about 1960 international TV shows. Anything from Dai and Toho that made these old 60s and 70s TV shows. Anything from, I guess, Sid and Marty Croft. The premise deals with a team of agents from France and Russia, and I think two other, you know, British, who are led by a colonel that has the puppet head of an eagle, if you can wrap your head around that, and tasks them with killing Adolf Hitler, who is very much alive in this alternate 1960s universe. And, as I said, I'm going to be interviewing Kendra Hale, who I found also off of Facebook, who has a couple of websites, and she also has a Facebook page called The Inks of Kendra. So, I'm just going to take a quick break, set up some clips, and we'll be back right after this.
Let's get straight to the biscuits. World War II. The Nazis are making their mark on Europe. Adolf Hitler wants to take the world and keep it all for himself. Hitler's days are numbered because Danger 5 are on the case.
Get your precious mouth away from me!
You hit the wall!
I hit a Nazi!
Scouring the furthest corners of the globe to unravel Hitler's most sinister plans.
Now it looks like Hitler is using the bullion winnings from his casino to rearm the entire German army with superior golden super weapons made of gold.
Ilse was married to Rommel.
I've been married to things a lot scarier than Nazis, my friend.
Marriage is a waste of time, if you ask me.
As long as this is intact, any organism with a crystal implant is completely under our control.
Und ich lade die Alliierten gerne dazu ein, ihn hier so weit umzufinden.
Well, I guess you have no more mutants left for them to fight. You may as well pardon them.
Oh, I'll pardon them. I'll pardon them each in the face with my gun.
Wait! Don't!
Теперь император использует это место для зомбирования людей. Здесь они превращают их в солдат-роботов. Так это.
Думу аригато. Danger 5 is armed with a cast of powerful newcomers. David Ashby as Jackson. Aldo Mignone as Pierre. Sean James Murphy as Tucker. Natasha Ristich as Ilsa. Amanda Simons as Claire. And Carmine Rousseau as Adolf Hitler.
Okay, so for those of you still confused, and I did play the trailer, give you the quick 411. It is action comedy TV series that did air February 2012, and it took about 3 years for the second season to come out in 2015. I don't know if there is going to be a third season. It's and they're called series, not season, across the pond or overseas, so... But apparently, the second season took place in the mid-1980s, where the first season took place in the 1960s. But apparently, in this alternate 1960s, these five agents have to go and kill Adolf Hitler. Apparently, it's based on Adventure Pulp magazines, and it was created by Dario Russo and David Ashby. Unfortunately, the second season was postponed for a while because of the incidents going on with terrorist ISIS. But we finally got it, and both seasons are on Netflix.com streaming. I think you can find some episodes off of YouTube. And also, if you go into iTunes and you type in Danger 5, you can download all the episodes. It'll take you to iTunes Australia. I believe you can still download the episodes, or you can go online to sbs.com, or you could just type in Danger 5 DVD, and you can get the DVD set. And for most of you out there that have DVD ROM drives for your computer, they usually are, you know, region free, or, you know, just purchase, I guess, an external, you know, international DVD player with the international plug, and they're pretty cheap nowadays. Characters, of course, we have Jackson, Ilsa, Tucker, Claire. Jackson is David Ashby. He's pretty much the no-nonsense weapons guy. Natasha Ristich is Ilsa, who, if I understand this correctly in the series, she was a communist but defected to, you know, help defeat Adolf Hitler. Even though she's a communist, she wanted to go, you know, she's trying to defect to America, but then she goes back to being a communist. You have Sean James Murphy as Tucker, who is the leader of Danger 5, and then you have Amanda Simons, who's Claire, who's a British agent. She's also frigid, and she may or may not be a virgin. She, you know, she refuses to talk about it, but, you know, we'll get there when we get there. And finally, we have Tillman Volger, or Volger, I think if I pronounce that correctly, as Chester Bridge, a.k.a. the Colonel, who I told you about is a colonel that has an American Eagle puppet head, and you can see the invisible string that controls his beak. And of course, I almost forgot, you have Aldo Migno as Pierre. And then in the second series, it's Pacho Mesby as Pierre. And Pierre pretty much is supposed to be, even though I believe he's Spanish and his name is Pierre, though, he's not so much the he's pretty much like a Pepe Le Pew type of character. But the gag in the first season is that every time he falls in love with anybody, they die towards the end, and before they die, they give Pierre the ingredients for the perfect cocktail. So sometimes they'll have a bromance with a guy, sometimes they'll fall in love with a woman that he's hoping to spend the life with, and, you know, that person will die, and their dying breath, they'll tell him how to make the perfect Swiss kiss, or the perfect Shirley Temple, or the perfect Sex on the Beach. Elizabeth Hay plays Holly. Now, if I'm not too mistaken with her, she's in the second series. She's this bratty teenage girl, and we'll get there when we get there with her. Now, pretty much, since it's supposed to be making fun of these 60s and 70s pulp TV shows, the voices are dubbed, and they're played by other voice actors who dub them in. I have the list here on Wikipedia, but I don't know who does Claire's voice and who does Tucker's voice. It's really hard to tell with this. But pretty much the episodes right now, there are a total of 13. There's 6 in the first season, and second season aired this year on January 4th, and there's only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Yeah, there's about a total of 13 episodes. So the first season had 6 episodes, and the second season had about 7 episodes. But apparently, viewership has been, for episode 7, there was 40,000, and then episode 8, there was only 27,000 viewers. Episodes 8 through 13, they didn't see what the viewership was. But apparently, a prologue web series entitled Danger 5, The Diamond Girls was released weekly on YouTube throughout November and December 2011 in the lead-up to the Australian broadcast. And, of course, Danger 5 is also released on Netflix this year. It was the initial offerings of Australian Netflix launch in March 2015, so not too bad. Apparently, it's supposed to be on Hulu, but I haven't seen it. There's a YouTube channel for it. I don't even know where to begin describing each and every episode for this podcast. What I plan to do, however, is in the not-too-distant future, I say anywhere between May or June, I will be reviewing the first season. Pretty much the series has a hint towards the end of Danger 5 turned into the Power Rangers. According to this, it's called Welcome to Hitlerland. In the final installment of Danger 5, the team finds themselves in an alternate future where Hitler is undisputed rule of the universe. In Hitlerland, everyone speaks German, everyone loves dogs, and worst of all, everyone's a vegetarian. Danger 5 embark on a quest across space, dodging Hitler's deception at every turn. They encounter old friends, new foes, and a talking Pelican on the epic quest to save the universe. That's something else as well. There are puppets. This is also an homage to Sid and Marty Krofft, H&R Puffinstuff, and Sigmund the Sea Monster. There's no laugh track, which is great. Other than that, though, it's going to be a little bit easier between anywhere May and June. I think in May I'll discuss the first season, and then in June I'll discuss the second season. These are very bizarre little episodes, because I want to write some notes and go scene by scene. But if you have Netflix streaming right now, highly recommend you watch this series. If you don't have Netflix streaming, and you go into iTunes and type in Danger 5, see if you can download the episodes, or you can just Google, Danger 5 on DVD and get the complete series. And as I said, it's easy to play it on a DVD ROM player on your computer, because, they're universal. Let's see, what else did I... Oh, yes, and also... Alright, so I'm going to take another quick break, and then I'm going to set up the interview that I had with Kendra Hale, and I'll be back right after this.
Hello, geeks. Want a podcast that covers a vast array of topics with no rhyme or reason? Then check out Altered Geek Unlimited, where the topics fly more or less off the cuff. We cover media news, TV, our favorite geek products, and of course, your feedback. So get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks every Friday on the Geekcast Radio Network.
Remote Control is the new TV podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network. We'll be covering TV shows and topics from the year 2000 to whenever now is. We'll have special themed episodes entitled Pilot and Season Premieres, as well as finishing finales. We'll also have Season Pass episodes, where we take a look at an entire season of a TV show. Remote Control can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, and www.geekcastradio.com. So tune in, because we are all remote controlled.
Or something?
I ain't getting him also the colorist. The guy next to me draws it, but we both came up with the characters.
Next. Does that mean you ink it?
Well, it means that Holden draws the pictures in pencil, and then he gives it to me to go over in ink. Next.
So basically, you just trace.
It's not tracing, all right? Add depth and shading to give the image more definition. Only then does the drawing truly take shape.
No. You go over what he draws with a pen, all right? That's tracing.
Not really. Next.
Hey, man. Let me ask you something. Somebody draws something and then draw the exact same thing, like right on top of it, without going outside the original designated art. What do you call that?
I don't know, man. Tracing?
See?
You want your book signed or what?
Hey! Don't get all testy with him just because you got a problem with your station in life.
Oh, I'm secure with what I do.
Then just say it. You're a tracer.
How should I sign this?
I don't want you to sign it, man. I want the guy that draws Blunt and Chronic to sign it. I'm just a tracer.
Tell him, little shaver. Who do I sign it to?
Nothing with those two, you fucking tracer!
I'll trace a chalk line around your dead fucking body, you fuck! Would you get him out of here?
Hey, wait a second! Eat your meat! You fucking tracer! Your mother's a tracer!
What was the first thing that you drew?
Oh, goodness. Okay, so the first thing that I probably drew was something 90s kids will remember, which was the, you draw a bunch of circles and then one big circle to make a dog.
Oh, of course, yes. I remember my art class, we did the 3D shapes. Like, we took a square, circle, triangle, and then we could pick our own shape, like a staircase. For argument's sake, we kind of just, like, bunched them together. When did you first get your professional gig?
The owner of Dark Elf Designs, his name is Brian, and he had contacted me after seeing a lot of my inks, and had said, hey, I'm doing a charity book, you know, this is a piece that I have, and I volunteered to ink it, and that one went in through publishing, and it was a huge art jam. It was really a fun way to network with everyone, but that was the first time that I actually got to say, hey, I made this, this is mine, my name.
Now, you've also, of course, mentioned that your husband, is he an inker as well, or what does he do?
He started out as an inker, and he still primarily at heart is one. But he has reached out and branched, kind of like I have, and he has gone to going back to penciling for a lot of his pieces and projects he's working on. And then he also has reached out and he's done writing. So he's kind of a triple threat.
Not bad. Now, of course, my question would be, have you ever worked, like, done any self-publishing comic books on your own?
We've come up with our own books, and we've come up with our own characters. So we do have our own passion projects. But we're kind of taking our time with that and looking at the market. We're trying to kind of keep an eye on seeing what ones are working, what Kickstarters are working, GoFundMes are working, what all we can get and get information before we go through with our own. Because I'd rather have that information before we jump in headlong.
Okay, so you don't have any Kickstarter or any GoFundMe on me yet, per se?
Not yet.
Okay, but you're working on it at least. If you did, what would you do? Would you do fantasy, horror? Like, what kind of genre would you kind of mix all in between?
With ours, we have a lot of fantasy. We have sci-fi, huge action fan. He follows a lot of those, comes to his writing. So, I mean, we would really do a whole mismatch of everything. Because I grew up on Tales from the Crypt, so I've been dying to try and play with the horror genre.
Ah, so do you have any of the reprints of the old Tales from the Crypt?
No, not yet.
I got them, luckily, back in the 90s. They had those, I don't know if you remember those Red Book reprints that they had in the hardcover?
Yes.
Yes, those are the ones. I have all three of them. I have Haunt, Vault, and Tales.
Very nice.
They were not easy to get, mind you. I got them out of pure luck and coincidence one day. I just happened to go into a gym back-to-back. I know they're supposed to reprint them, but God knows how long that's going to take. And that's another question, too. Like, who do you have a favorite? I'm sure we all have our heroes. I mean, who would your hero be in the comic book world? Like, who do you idolize?
D'Jonah.
Ah. What about writer?
Alex Ross. Well, Alex Ross is really more of the art side of things. But he's my hero anyway. If I had to pick a writer, I would say Alan Moore.
Ah, Watchmen.
No. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
What about The Killing Joke?
I adore that book.
Yes, I reviewed the hell out of that.
It was an amazing story. One of my absolute all-time top five.
Were you ever a fan of Jack Kirby?
Yes. I've actually done an homage piece for Jack Kirby.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to elaborate that a little? That'll be interesting.
Okay, so as an inker, when I go to look and practice so that I can see everybody's work, I usually go have a couple of go-to people, but every once in a while I'll search the internet and try to find something that'll call to me, a piece of paper. And it was so simple, yet so easy to look at. And when I had done it, the thing came absolutely to life. I mean, to see his style versus what we have now, where you have the Benez team, you have people like Ivan Rise, you have, you know, Tyler Kirkham, people like that, in such detailed work versus Kirby, I mean, his work would still stand. I mean, it was absolutely breathtaking to play with.
Have you ever had a chance to meet Stan Lee at all?
Had the chance, yes, got to, no.
Also, missed an opportunity last year to meet him, but, you know, it's hard for those meet and greets. Are you happen to be a fan of Robert Kirkman's work at all from The Walking Dead?
Yes. Lou, I mean, the comics are amazing, and the fact that that has just kind of taken the world by storm, and so many people have opened their lives to those, not only the comics, but the books, the games, and have taken to that and have become such hardcore fans is amazing to me, as I'm sure it is to him. So hopefully I'll get to do something fun like that.
Have you or your husband ever gotten any requests on Facebook? Like, has anybody ever said, I have a photo for you to ink, could you do it for me, just like freelance?
Yeah.
I know that you said Zatanna. What is your fascination with her? Because I'm not too familiar with Zatanna.
Oh, goodness. Zatanna is one of my favorites in Everwild. She is my favorite because she's one of those where she's not the Jessica Rabbit syndrome where I'm drawn that way. No, it's not that. This is a person who has absolutely every reason in the world throughout her comic book canon to be depressed, to be sad, and never once have I ever seen her actually fall to that. She always picks herself up, adapts to a situation, is the leader, and on top of that, is sassy as hell. I love it.
Last question right now. What are your future plans in the next few months? Like, anything else special you guys have been working on?
Special plans are this. We recently announced today on my page, and I think on my Inks page, that Until We Sleep comics is going to be starting up Angel Wars. So I'm going to start inks on that tonight. I've got all of the fun stuff that I get to do for your page all lined up. I'm super excited to show you. And then I have exciting comics. We've got Night Owl, and I'm working on another book of theirs called Unknown that's going to be hitting soon. And I mean, we've got No Gravity Studios. I've got like 10 teams right now that I'm working with that have projects that are set to come out within either this year or next year, hopefully. So, I mean, long-term goals for us is just to enjoy it. That's scary. So, I mean, they can reach out and say hi. Any questions, any requests? I know Edward's up for commissions right now, so it's just say hi. We don't bite.
Well, unfortunately, around this time, as I said in the beginning, since my computer was hit by a virus and Geek Squad did their best to, and by best, they had good intentions, but unfortunately, I did my best to salvage whatever corrupted audio could be salvaged, and as you could probably tell, a lot of things sadly got cut from this audio. So, in the last 5 minutes, I just asked Kendra a few questions about, you know, thoughts and opinions on The Simpsons, DVDs going the way of the dodo, and now everything's going to be online streaming, the Coca-Cola machine, and at Wawa, and that was pretty much it. But I do want to take the time to thank her. Of course, next time that we do this interview, I have better internet antivirus software, and I have better Wawa protection. Yeah, you can tell how tired I am. As I said in the beginning of this podcast, and, you know, say it at the end of this podcast, I've been with little or no sleep trying to fix all the problems and save all the audio. The good news is a podcast that I did with Albert, the H.P. Lovecraft From Beyond, that should be up by the end of the month, as well as my Citizen Kane, that should be up by the end of the month as well. And I want to thank you again, the listeners, reaching close to 1,100 downloads and 3,000 plays. So you're going to be getting the Thank You podcast of TerrorVision, as well as a couple other bonus podcasts this month, one of them being the movie Unfriended. I'm kind of curious about this one, so that will be up as well. And in the meantime, find me at facebook.com, HunnickOutcasts, and the group page, HunnickOutcasts. But on Spreaker and iTunes, it's one word, not plural, HunnickOutcast. And of course, with Kendra, you can find her and her husband over at facebook.com, Kendra Hale and Edward Hale. They're both individual Facebook pages. And the Facebook page is the Inks of Kendra. And I will be posting those pages on the show notes. And if you go to the Facebook page, .com, HunnickOutcasts, you can also find the links to the Facebook pages as well. And you can find, of course, the show at Twitter at HunnickOutcast. And leave feedback at HunnickFeedback@gmail.com. And please check me out. I'm also over at GeekCastRadio.com and check out all the wonderful shows there. And until then, we'll catch you next time.
I thought you'd be finishing the tour with us.
I'm leaving for Japan tomorrow. There's still a lot I have to learn.
Boy, that's you. One big serious schoolboy. No time in your life for fun or magic.
I don't know the future, but I know I'll see you again someday, Zana.
You're the only one who ever calls me Zana. I really hate it. No goodbye hug? See? It's not so bad.
I'll write you.
No, you won't.
I promise.
You can't. I locked your hands to the wall.
What?
Looks like someone's missing their plane tomorrow. But hey, if you're any kind of escape artist, you'd be out of those cuffs and through the door by now. Now you see him. Now you don't.